Tonight we're going to talk about the halachot of Bikur Cholin and Nichum Avelim. That one should visit somebody sick and paying a shiva call. These are the halachot that is really the halacha ben Adam l'chaveros, consider a mitzvah that a person, a Jew, has an obligation towards another Jew, and is considered a mitzvah in the Torah. But one has an obligation from the Torah to go visit somebody that is sick. The Gemara tells us that the mitzvah al kol adam levaker cholim is a mitzvah on every Jew to go visit another somebody sick. And the Gemara also says a person that you are going to visit, if even if they have a lot of visitors, still one has an obligation to go visit them. And even the person that you are going to visit, they are younger than you and you have no connection with them, still is a mitzvah to visit them. And where do we learn the halacha of Bikur Cholim? We learn from Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that visit Avraham Avinu the third day of his Berit Milah. It's a very interesting halacha that when the Torah talks about the Bikur Cholim, that Hashem visited Avraham Avinu, the Torah says, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. Hashem appeared Elav. What does Elav mean? To him. But why the Torah doesn't say Vayera Hashem Le'Avraham Be'elonei Mamre? Why doesn't it just say his name? Why say Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elav Be'elonei Mamre? The Sefer Charedim explains is because if the Torah would mention Avraham Avinu's name, everybody would think that Hashem visited Avraham because Avraham was Adam Chashuv, was an important person, that's why Hashem went to visit him. Therefore the Torah just says Elav, to him, not necessarily Avraham Avinu. Anybody, it could be anybody, young, old, Chashuv, not Chashuv, important, not important, you have an obligation to visit them. That's why the name of Avraham Avinu was not mentioned when Hashem says that you have obligation to visit them. Then the Gemara also continues and says, "V'kol amevaker et ha'chole zochei leinasel mahadin ekashel shel gehinom." Anybody that visits a sick person, they are going to have the merit of being saved from dina shel gehinom. And those the tremendous mitzvah, the protection of this mitzvah, could save person from the din of Geinam. Now I want to talk about the practical halachot of how a person should do it, when should you do it, and could one do it on Shabbat, and also when one is patur, when should you don't have to do it, and also the way that a person should daven for somebody sick, and when should you daven for somebody that's sick. Is it really every sickness is considered sickness, or there are certain types of sicknesses that one should not daven, and ultimately is one allowed to daven for somebody that they should die? Let's say the person is so sick and they have so much suffering in life, they don't want you to daven for them. They ask you, please daven for me that I shouldn't make it. Right? Daven for me to die. There are people, Rahman al-Islam, Shaloneda, there are people like that. And if one should daven, the daven is like that. And then, Be'ezat Hashem, we're going to talk about the halachot of Nichum Avelim also, how the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim works. The idea of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is, the ultimate mitzvah Bikur Cholim is to ask mercy from Hashem that he should be fine, or the sick person should be fine. In other words, if you go visit a person in the hospital or at home, you just sit there and talk about everything under the sun, and you don't daven for that person to be well, and you don't say Mishabarach for him, or you don't tell him Refuah Shelema, or say something that's considered a tefillah, you did not mekayem the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. The ultimate mitzvah Bikur Cholim is levakesh rachamim, that you have to ask for rachamim, that this person daven for him, that he should be fine. There's also The part of the mitzvah bikur cholim is that one has to mesameyach et hachole. You have to, let's say, a lot of times people that they are sick, they really depressed, they don't think straight, and it is a mitzvah to make them happy, to talk to them about everything. Just talk to them. That also by itself is considered a mitzvah. Some say that when a person goes to visit a sick person, should dance for them, should get up and dance in front of them. This way you mesameach them. The idea of simcha is very, very important for somebody that is sick, and when you do that for them, they really get the part. That's part of the mitzvah b'kur cholim. Questions in the end. It takes question there. Now, there is also, when should one go and visit somebody sick? It depends on every sickness. The first day that a person goes to the hospital, the best is not to go visit him, because we don't know what the story is, you don't know what the sickness is, and they may not be comfortable for people to visit them. You have to find out, should you go the first days or should you wait? Every sickness is different and every situation is different. You have to really find out and see if one should do it or not. Another thing that the person should worry about Bikur Cholim is that if the person that is sick and lying in the hospital, they need food. By the fact that there's a very interesting book, the Tzavaot of Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. This book is all the commandments that Rabbi Eliezer gave to his children. One of the things that he said was, he said to his children, that if you go to visit a sick person and you don't have food to take with you, don't go. And there was the idea of just taking something with you when you go to visit somebody sick, by itself is considered part of Bikur Cholim. Okay? Now, when you go there and you walk into the hospital room, the fact that you said two things already. You get to talk to them, make them happy. Number two, you have to daven. Number three, that the Gemara also says that the person should worry, make sure that all their needs are met. If they need water, they need the nurse, they need their bed to be raised or lower, whatever needs to be done, by the fact of making sure that their needs are met, that's part of mitzvah bikur cholim. Also, if one makes sure that the room is clean, that's also part of mitzvah bikur cholim. The idea of mitzvah bikur cholim is not only to just walk in and walk out. The idea of mitzvah bikur cholim is to make sure that the sick, the person is chole, all their needs are met and they are taken care of, and you are davening for them, making sure that everything is going to work out. Now, the question that really comes up is, should you go visit somebody sleeping? Let's say the person is out. Most of the time, I'm not talking about somebody's vegetable, I'm talking about somebody that is out. Most of the time, they are taking medication and they are sleeping. Should you go to their room and sit there and wait for them to wake up, or you know they are not going to wake up, but by the fact that walking into the room, is that enough? Should you do it or shouldn't you do it? Rabbi Eliashiv says that if you just walking into the room and leave a note, say I was there, or tell the nurse that I was there, that by itself you were making the mitzvah bikur cholim. Because when the person finds out that you came, you showed interest on the person, on the sick, that shows that also gives her a little chizuk, that gives the person, the chole, so the hope somebody cared, somebody showed up, by itself is considered a bikur cholim. But if somebody is vegetable, let's say they have no akara, they have no understanding of anything, or Rahman al-San, somebody has Alzheimer's, on that there is no mitzvah bikur cholim. If they won't understand that you came, that they won't know, or there is no way of them coming around to know, then there is no mitzvah bikur cholim applies to them. But if there is even a small chance that they might get better, they might wake up, then there is a mitzvah bikur cholim applies to them also. Now, what happens if you can't go? Let's say you are not able to go there, and you want to call them. Is the mitzvah bikur cholim applies with the telephone, or really you have to be there in order to make the mitzvah? The bikur cholim with the telephone, you are not doing a mitzvah, because everything that I said, you cannot do it with the telephone. It could make them happy, and it could talk to them for 5 minutes, and that's it. But the idea of mitzvah bikur, that you have to make sure that their needs are met, davening for them, they see you, you're dancing in front of them, you make them happy, all that physically you have to be there in order to make the mitzvah. By calling on the phone or sending an email, that's not gonna, it's not gonna do it. Therefore, if a person could go, they have to do the best that they can physically to go there and daven for them. Also, by the fact that the Gemara, by the way, something interesting, Gemara says that if somebody goes into a sick person, visit a sick person, you take away 60th of their sickness. And then there was Echad Mishishim, 1/60th of their sickness you're taking away. And then the Gemara says, well, let 60 people go there and the guy is going to be fine. Right? If 60 people walk into that room and each one takes 1/60th of the sickness, then this is going to be fine. The Gemara says that the person has to be a certain type of a person to walk in to accomplish this idea. Not anybody could accomplish this idea. Therefore, by telephone and internet, it's not going to work. You have to really be there in order to do that. If somebody cannot go, say you are in the different city, by calling, you're doing something. It's a mitzvah, it's a nice thing to do, but it's not mitzvah of bikur cholim. Also, when person walks into the room, you have to sit. As the Gemara also says, that is kikabalat penei ashechina. In other words, when you walk into a person is sick, shechina is there. The halacha says that the person goes in to visit a sick person, you have to put your Shabbos clothing on, because the Shekhinah is there. You're walking into a room that the Shekhinah is in the head of the chole. When you walk in there, you cannot be walking with your feet there, you're lying down or smoking or your mama is sitting in front of the Shekhinah. And therefore, one has to walk in, when you walk into the room to visit the sick person, you have to be prepared. Where are you walking to? Like walking the shul, walking Shabbos in the shul, they have to be prepared and sit there with the achna'a, with the humbleness, and the words that you are going to use has to be the words has to be used properly. And you cannot put your feet on the other feet the same way. By the way, when you sit in the shul, one cannot sit, put your feet on the other feet, and your leg on the other leg. The same thing when you sit by the chole, by the sick person also, you have to be careful on that too. Now, what happens that, let's say somebody is sick, and the family really, they don't want you to go visit them. They are embarrassed. Let's say they got that Rahman al-Islam, somebody was in a car accident, they lost part of their mind, or they don't look good, or they might talk shtiyot, they don't talk straight, and they don't want you to go. They're embarrassed by you walking into the room to see them. Should you worry about the mishpacha, or really should worry about the sick person is going to benefit by you going there? That's all you care. The family, fine, you know, feel bad for them, but that's not your concern. The family is not your concern. You have to ultimately think about the person. You have to think, if that person that is sick, lying in the hospital, is going to benefit from you going there, then it should go. Should not worry what somebody is going to think, what's going on in their mind, and they're going to be embarrassed. That's not important. The ultimate thing is that you have to be careful. You have to see how much benefit they could get out of this. The other question is, what about if the person that you are visiting has a sickness which is contagious? That should you go? Let's say the question once came out that somebody was in a hospital and they had the sickness that people, they wouldn't let people in. And there was, if you go in, it's your responsibility. There are people, there are poskim that they say that you should go, and the zechut of the mitzvah bikur cholim is going to protect you. That's some poskim hold like that. But there are some say that in this type of situations, it's better to talk on the phone and don't put yourself, if the risk of the sakana for you is so much, so high, then you should not walk in, should not go in to visit somebody that you are going, that the sickness is contagious. They don't want to do that. But there are people, I know people that they visited people that it was contagious, nothing happened to them. Obviously, there's a protection of doing a mitzvah. But you have to, each situation is different, and you have to weigh the situation, weigh the sickness, and find out what sicknesses we are talking about. Another thing that one has to be careful when you visiting somebody in the hospital or at home, the alaha of tzniut has to be observed. In other words, if let's say a man wants to go visit a woman in the hospital or at home, you have to make sure that they're proper, are they ready, are they dressed properly. They can't just walk into somebody's home and imagine yourself that everything is fine. They have to be careful and should not be shaylaf ichud. Also, when you walk into to somebody's house, let's say a man is sick, and you're walking in somebody's home, and the man is all by himself, you're visiting them, it could be a shaylaf ichud. You have to think about that, and also you have to think about tzniut, modesty. Are they dressed properly, the man or the woman? Doesn't make any difference. And make sure that that's proper to go. There are some say that because of that, the man should not visit a woman, or woman should not visit a man because of these issues. If it cannot be verified that if you could walk in or not, then the best thing is, in this type of situations, talk on the phone. You don't have to put yourself in a situation that make the other person uncomfortable. By the way, there's also a mitzvah. This is a nice thing. The nice thing to visit somebody, a goy in hospital, also is a mitzvah to visit them. If you know somebody, a goy, that's sitting in a hospital, and by you walking there, it's going they're going to benefit from your visit, you should do it. The mitzvah bikur cholim is not only for people that you know. Adarabah. If you now, let's say you walk into St. Joseph Hospital or Emory Hospital or Northside Hospital, walking there, you know that there's a Jew sleeping in one of the rooms, nobody is visiting them. The fact that you walk in there and sit there for a few minutes and talk to them, you're doing a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah bikur cholim, even if you don't know them. The fact that what should you talk about to this type of people? If you can talk to them that they should do teshuva, that's the mitzvah bikur cholim. That's the idea of the ultimate mitzvah bikur cholim, is to encourage them to take upon themselves a mitzvah. If you could do that, that you're doing a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah of bikur cholim by people that they are not totally observant yet, and by you encouraging them to do something, you are making the mitzvah bikur cholim. The question once came up that, let's say you have a neighbor or you have a friend, don't like each other. Right? You hate each other most. Dogs don't like each other is not a good word. You hate each other. Right? And now the person, the friend, the other person that you are not seeing eye to eye is sick. Should you go visit them in a hospital? Is it good? Is it a good thing to do, or is it not a good thing to do, or maybe it's better to stay away? What's the problem? You would think that my enemy is sick in a hospital would be a tremendous mitzvah to go, right? It's not true. Because when somebody is in a hospital, is not well, and you hate him, he thinks that you're coming them to curse him, right? It doesn't think that you're coming them to give him bracha, you want to make peace, or you're looking for shalom. That's not what they think. Therefore, it's possible by you walking in there, his sickness gets worse. It's not a bikur cholim. You're mamash totally opposite of bikur cholim. Some say no. By you walking there, he sees that is the worst enemy. He's walking into the hospital and encourages him and he gives him hope to get better. There are two ways to look at it. The best thing is to do in this situation is a good thing to go, by the way. It's good, bad. You should send somebody before to tell him, is it okay for this person to come visit you? That's if you do that, then is the beautiful thing to do, and should do it, and it could make an unbelievable impact on the sick person. Now, what about the common question that comes up is women that they have babies. Should you go visit them or no? Is that are they considered chole or they are not considered chole? Should you go, as I say, somebody has a baby tonight, they stay in the hospital for a day or two, they're coming home, and you want to take food tests to them, you want to go visit them, is that considered misa bikur cholim or no? Somebody asked this question from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He said that has to do with minhag ha'olam. If that person sitting in the hospital, that yoledet, the woman just had a baby, expects people to come, then there's a mitzvah. By you just going, because it's not a shel, and then we're going to talk about who is considered chole. What is considered chole? Anybody has a headache, is not sleeping at home for a day, is not considered chole. We're going to talk about that, but having a baby is not, it is a consider, it is, if somebody having a baby is considered chole sheish bo sakana. They mamash go through a sakana to have a baby. But because it's a minhag ha'olam to have a baby, it's not a chole. But if they expect to go, then by you going, you mekayem the mitzvah bikur cholim also. Now, what kind of cholim they consider chole? You should not go visit, first of all, anybody that is not sleeping in bed for 3 days, they are not considered chole. Somebody has a headache or has a flu, has a foodache or a stomachache, or whatever it is, they are not considered a chole that one should say mishabarach for them. It's asur to say mishabarach for them. Why? Because when you open your mouth, let's say somebody has some minor headache or minor sickness, you go to the gabbai and say, would you please say mishabarach for this person? They are sick. Gabba isn't asking what's wrong with them. It says Mishabarach. When you say, you put the name of Chole on somebody, you put a Yachpele Satan. You're opening your mouth to Satan that this person is sick. Why would you want to do that for? You don't mention somebody is a Chole, at least they are sick. Then the sickness means they are really sick. Therefore, be very careful when you go to shul. Don't put the name of people in Mishabarach list. Don't tell somebody to say Mishabarach for somebody if they are not really sick. Don't call somebody Chole if they are not Chole. Because we believe there is a concept of Al Tiftach Pe Le Satan. Don't open your mouth to Satan. Because whenever you open your mouth and the Satan hears, you call this person Chole, okay, we make him Chole now. Even if he wasn't Chole, you're going to make him to a Chole. Don't say that. Therefore, one has to be very careful. Who are you going to say Mishabarach for? Now, let's say somebody is sick, or she's sick. Somebody asks you, what's wrong with so and so? Don't say they are sick. Say that they are not feeling well. Because by the fact you're calling somebody chole, that by itself is petach pe l'satan. You have to say, no, they are not feeling well. Lo margish tov. That's this big difference between chole and lo margish tov. Lo margish tov is a more positive. Chole is something else. Now, the idea of saying mishabarach. It is a mitzvah that a person should say mishabarach for anybody. If you know anybody is sick, you should say mishabarach for them. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that if you hear somebody is sick, they send an email out. They say Ben Peloni, but Peloni is sick, and you hear about it, and you don't say mishabarach for them. You overrun the mitzvah. You have a mitzvah be'ahavta le'reacha kamocha, and you have a chance to say the mishabarach for them, and you don't do that. You overrun the mitzvah of le'reacha kamocha. You have a chance to do a mitzvah, and you don't do it. Therefore, if you hear somebody sick, when you say Rafael by Shimon Esre, you should have their name or written or think or say the name or say to the Gabbai or make sure their name are going to be mentioned in the Mishabarach list that they say Mishabarach for them. And you, when you say Shimon Esre by Rafaenu, the Barakah of Rafaenu, you should have them in mind that their name should be mentioned as a Chole. If you don't do that, then you had an opportunity to mekayem the mitzvah. As we said before, part of the mitzvah bikur cholim is that tefillah should be said for them in order for them to get better. The Gemara also says anybody that has an opportunity to ask rachamim, ask mercy from Hashem for their friend, and they don't. Areze nikra chote, the Gemara calls it. That person is a sinner, is a chote. So the Gemara does not call somebody chote for no reason. If you have an opportunity and you hear somebody sick, it's considered part of us to worry about it. If another Jew is sick, doesn't matter who they are, you heard about it, you gotta take it seriously, and you have to make sure that the tefillah should be said for them. Now, the best thing is when a person wants to say a tefillah for the chole, it should be said the best time for davening this. That should be shiur Torah. Let's say there is a shiur Torah. So tonight, say after. The best thing is always after the shiur, they should ask the magid shiur, the person that said the shiur, would you please say mishabarach for Peloni ben Peloni? Not before, after the shiur. That's the best possible, even better than davening. When the shiur was said, and it was said for their zechut, and mishabarach is said after the shiur, that's the best possible thing that you could say. Now, I want to tell you something else, which unfortunately is people. It's not only here; a lot of people don't know about this halacha. And is taken very lightly, and is very, very important that one should know. When somebody is sick, you should never tell anybody that what sickness they have. The wrong thing to do. Let's say you want people to daven for somebody. Say, no, they need a Yeshua. That's it. What's wrong with them? They need a Yeshua. Why? Why shouldn't you say what's the sickness? The reason is a very simple reason, makes a lot of sense. So because when you daven for somebody sick, you want the Kadosh Baruch Hu to do a miracle. Hashem does not do an open miracle. Always Hashem likes to do a miracle, nes nistar, hidden miracle. When you mefarsem it, when you make it publicized, you let everybody know, then it's much harder to make a miracle than if it's nistar, if it's covered, if it's not, if it's hidden, then it's much easier for the miracle to happen. And therefore, you should never say that, and you need to tell people that they should say Mishe Barach. You need to tell people what should they say and everything else, but you should not say what's the significance of their sickness. You should not say what sickness they have. You should not say what the doctors don't. Not important. All people need to know that they should say tefillah for them, and that's all. Nothing else. You should not give any more information to anybody for somebody that is sick. Now, also the halacha is that when you say a Mishe Barach for somebody, you have to use their mother's name. Why the mother's name? Why not the father? What's the reason for that? The very interesting reason for that, because when you davening for somebody sick, you want to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you want to bring the most protection that these people need, right? When you daven to Hashem, Peloni Bat Pelonit, right? She, the daughter of this lady, what is the best protection a woman has? She does not have the Avera of Bitul Torah. Learning Torah is important, but she does not have a Inyana Bitul Torah. When you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and using the mother's name, you're using a protection that the man doesn't have, because every man, it's very hard for a man not to have the sin of Bitul Torah, the sin of ignoring of learning Torah. A woman, because they don't have the mitzvah of learning Torah, therefore they don't have the sin of Bitul Torah. When you daven to Hashem that using the mother's name, you're using a protection for the person, and Hashem does not bring to the cheshbon Bitul Torah. Oh, this person I cannot help because this using the father of the Bitul Torah, I can't bring a refuah for this. Therefore, the halacha is that one should use the mother's name. Now, what happens if you don't know the mother's name? First of all, it's good to have Hebrew name. If you don't know the Hebrew name, use the English name or whatever name they have. What about if you know only the person knows the person sick? You don't know the mother's name, then you should use Chava. Chava is the mother of all everybody. That's the name that you should use for somebody that that they need Yeshua. More than anything else, the person herself saying tefillah for herself is the most the strongest way of davening. It is important for everybody else to daven for it, but them, the chole, themselves, they should be the one davening for themselves, and they have to teach them how to daven. There's also, the Gemara tells us that the chole, a person sick, they need shemira. They need to be guarded. Therefore, when you walk into somebody's home, don't leave them alone. The best thing is you should not go alone. And also, don't everybody leave together and leave the sick person by themselves. They always, somebody should be there in order for them not to be alone. Also, when you walk in, don't go by yourself, because if a group of people go together, it's easier for them to take care of the guests, and it's not going to be too much load on them. Also, one has to be very careful. When you talk to the sick person, don't give them stories that they're going to depress them, Don't say, no, I know so and so, he was sick and he died. People, they tell them, no, I knew that this guy and that guy. They got problems and they don't know what to do. And you have to find issue, you have to find stories that is going to encourage and give chizuk to them that they're going to get better. There is a halakha, which unfortunately also is not, the society doesn't accept it. One should not tell the person what sickness they have. If one could avoid it, should be avoided completely. Because the psychologist says that when you tell the person what sickness they have, they already killed them 90%. If they don't know, they have much better hope to get better. The problem is that once they hear what problem they have, it's much harder for them to get better and to recover. If they could be done, not to be said to them, or nothing should be revealed to them, it's better to keep it that way and don't say anything. Also, one should know that it's better not to visit a sick person on Shabbos. The best time to visit a person during the week, not Shabbat, but if there is no other time except Shabbat, then one could do it, but don't leave it for Shabbat because you are free. You could go because it also makes a person sad. You don't want the sadness on Shabbat. Now, the halacha of Nichum Abelim, paying a Shiva call. First of all, it is a mitzvah for a person to go to funeral. That said, a woman should not go to a funeral. Period. Except if somebody is a family member, or family member means that you have to be there, and or a very close friend that you have to be there. But stamp for women to go to funeral is not permitted, and one should not do it. That's the Ba'adan Shulchan Aruch, by the way. There's no difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. If the Shulchan Aruch says that clearly, and Rama says that also that women should not go to Bet HaKevarot. Women to go to cemetery, they should not go. But it is a mitzvah to pay Shiva call. To go to pay Shiva call is a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. Now, just before that, I want to bring up one more thing. If somebody has, let's say you have an opportunity either to visit a sick or to pay Shiva call, which one is more important? For sure to go visit a sick is more important, because you have opportunity to daven for somebody to get better, but I made a mistake. It is more important to pay Shiva call than to go visit a sick person. The reason is because when you go visit a sick person, you are just helping the person that is sick. When you're paying Shiva call, you're doing gemilot chasadim, you're doing a chesed with the person's dead, and you're doing a chesed with the person's alive. You're doing two things. Therefore, the Nichum Abelim, paying a Shiva call, is more important than going to Bikur Cholim. If you have opportunity to do both, for sure you should do both, but if you have only one, then you should do that. How do you do the Mitzvah Nichum Abelim? The Mitzvah Nichum Abelim is, when you walk into somebody's home, you should be sitting there and should not say anything. That's the Mitzvah Nichum Abelim. When they talk, you talk back. But as long as they don't talk, you should not open the conversation. That's the Mitzvah Nichum Abelim. Maybe they are not comfortable, maybe they are not, they don't want to talk, or maybe they are not really up to it to have a conversation. And that's the, so unfortunately people go in there, they start mumbling with the avel, and you put them in a very uncomfortable position, and you are not really doing a mitzvah here. Now, so what happens if sometimes you walk into to avel's home, and you know them, you know the person, they want you to start a conversation. You know that they really waiting for you, then you could talk. If you know the person and you know that they're waiting for you, then you could do it. But otherwise, one should not start a conversation. The Nichum Abelim also, the Chatechila, one should go by themselves, physically should be there. But if you cannot go, also telephone would work by the Eved, but not the Chatechila. That doesn't take the place of going there. It's only if you have no other way to pay the Shiva call, then you should do it. Should use a telephone, or even writing a mail to them, or even writing an email to them would help, but not instead of physically if you can be there. Also, sometimes people they go to Nichum Abelim for davening, and through the davening they pay Shiva call. That's fine, nothing wrong with that. But if you can go before or after and sit there, they're just walking into Abel's home, and you just sit there and you daven and go home, that's not considered Nichum Abelim. Nichum Abelim means that you get to be sitting there, you get to talk about the departed, you have to talk about the person that passed away, and you have to engage in conversation with the people that are sitting Shiva and talk about the person passed away. You cannot talk about everything under the sun except the person. You get to be, that's the Mitzvah Nichum Abelim. You have to know the halachot. They also sit the person that is that the sinner has to sit on the floor on the low chair, and you have to be sitting on the table. There are some people they shake hand, right? Fine, you know, it's not the best thing to do, but if they expect you to do that, because when you're shaking somebody's hand, you're giving shalom and saying hi or good morning or shalom aleichem to Avel is not proper. Now, in America, when you shake somebody's hand, doesn't mean you're saying hi. It means that you are a nice guy. That therefore, if that's the reason you're doing it, then it's fine. But if you're doing it for the idea of saying shalom aleichem somebody, then it's prohibited. One is not allowed to do that. Also, this is nice thing to bring food. It's not a problem. There is a custom not to take food out of the Avel's home. That's part of the is a minhag not to do that, but it's not an halacha that you cannot. Sometimes you see a lot of food sitting in Abel's home, and because people don't want to take it out, they throw it away. It's much worse bigger avera to throw the food away than taking the food out of the house. To take the food out and give it to somebody or people that they need, that rather than throw them out. And be over on the Isura Bal Tashchit, which is a serious thing. Also, that by paying a Shiva call, man to a woman and woman to man. Let's say the only people sitting Shiva is a woman. Or let's say the person, since you're only men, then the same thing would apply, as I said, for Bikur Cholim. You have to be careful. The laws of Tziniyut and Ichud are observed. If you are going to visit them, make sure that everything is fine before you walk in to pay Shiva call for man to woman or woman to man, to make sure that they are comfortable with it. Now, any questions?